Take a listen to this one-man beatbox. He comes from Nigeria and goes by the name Jojo Body Beats. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton was so captivated by his performance in Lagos, she went backstage to find out just how he makes all those sounds with his body. She sent this postcard.
So that was the birds. And what about the drums?
The drums?
And that drumming, you were hitting between your shoulder and your chest.
And the chest and the tummy, because I can derive so many sounds from my tummy. I have enough concentration performing beats, drums, rhythms from the system, and I find it so easy, comfortable.
Right, now let me hear that tummy.
You got to belch, man. If you have to belch, belch to the rhythm.
How much practice does this all take, Jojo Body Beats?
Well, I practice every day. If I'm alone, I do it. If I'm doing something else or eating unconsciously, I always eat to the rhythm. I make sure I eat to the rhythm or I drink to the rhythm. My life is more or less music. When you listen to these sounds that's coming from my body, people always love it and praise the Lord for it, because God is doing wonders in my system here to make people happy when you hear Jojo Body Beats doing the sound. Do it, do it, do it. My way, if you have to sneeze, you got to sneeze to the rhythm. Hey, easy. Be careful. Don't spread, my friend.
So you even have to sneeze in time and in tune and in rhythm.
Honestly.
But you know the one thing we haven't heard, which was what made everybody's head swivel and pay attention?
Yeah.
I have to tell you, as this happens, you know what he's using? He's using his hands, his fingers, slapping them against his cheek, sort of making an O with his mouth, and this is the sound that comes out. Listen. Now that sounded like London Bridge is falling down, didn't it? Jojo Body Beats, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Nigeria's Jojo Body Beats, whose real name is Joseph Omotoye, performing for NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton.
Louder, louder. It's coming up. It's good.